615 1320 WILS. Well, the House is now set to vote on legislation to eliminate, completely eliminate, Michigan's personal income tax. This after the House Tax Policy Committee voted it through yesterday. Tony Daunt was there testifying in front of the committee, director of operations at the Michigan Freedom Fund. Tony, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, what did you tell the committee then?
I told the committee that we enthusiastically support House Bill 4001, which would provide Michigan residents a fairly immediate tax relief, rolling back from 4.25 to 3.9, effective at the beginning of this coming year, and then put it on a glide path to complete repeal over the next 39 years from there.
Now, we've had lawmakers on here, state lawmakers, that say it's too radical because just the complete loss of revenue. We're going to lose, what, $680 million in 2018, $1.12 billion in 2019, then $400 million every other year following that. What do you say to the concerns about revenue in general then?
Well, I would refute the premise that this is costing state government anything. Really what it's doing is keeping more money in our pockets, my pocket, your pocket, your listeners' pockets, anybody who goes to work and provides for the family each and every day.
Fair enough, but the House Fiscal Agency, I mean, that's their numbers. They say revenue is definitely going to be impacted. And, you know, I guess it's no surprise. Well, what about that, though, in terms of the operations of the state government?
Well, I think the focus for far too long in Lansing and in Washington and really at every level of government, we're always talking about the tax spenders and how much money they have. We're never really talking about the taxpayers and how much they get to keep from what they've earned. And I think this conversation, you know, will hopefully help reframe that debate. You know, obviously, government needs to provide services, and we expect those in charge to make the responsible decisions to fund the services that are important. There are wants and there are needs.
Right. I should note to Democrats, their criticism is that this affects the rich much differently than the poor. The rich are going to benefit much more so than the poor here in Michigan. Do you agree with that?
I've never been swayed by the Democrats' class warfare language, and so I don't expect to be swayed by those arguments moving forward. The simple fact is, everybody who goes to work, who earns a living, they pay taxes. They pay an income tax and any number of other taxes that you see in your pay stub every couple of weeks. And this is a good, fair, and equitable way to do it. Everybody is getting this, you know, if we roll it back from 4.25 to 3.9, everybody gets the same benefit relative to how much they make.
Right. How did we end up at 4.25, by the way?
Well, you know, going off of my somewhat limited knowledge of Michigan history, but, I've been around for a while. Back in 2007, during the Granholm era, we had budget crises. Budgets weren't getting done on time. We were having government shutdowns. And so she forced a tax hike on Michigan residents, took us up to 4.35, I believe it was. And we were told at the time that once things turned around, we'd get that tax cut, you know, we'd get back down to 3.9, and that never happened. So Speaker Leonard and Representative Chatfield and Senator Brandenburg over in the Senate have made it a priority to fulfill that promise.
And we know the governor is not a big fan of this plan. What do you think is going to happen once it gets to the governor if it does?
Well, we will continue to push for this plan on the merits of providing a tax relief to everybody here in Michigan who earns a paycheck.
Would you be surprised, though, if he just knocks the whole thing down and doesn't get through?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of the system we have here in America and in Michigan, is that it takes more than just one person to make something happen or not happen. And, I think there's certainly room for compromise on the issue if everybody's willing to play ball.
Right.
I think it's great policy. I think you would find that when you ask people if they'd like to keep a little bit more of their money, they're going to inevitably tell you yes.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what this policy does that.
It's in front of the House now. Tony Dawn, Director of Operations at the Michigan Freedom Fund. Tony, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Michael.